few days after the storming of the Bastille, King Donald has barricaded himself in the bunker of the White House, no doubt rabidly occupied with binge-watching his favorite news channels, hoping to gauge the pulse of a nation that watched with incredulity the spectacle of a president encouraging his minions to march to the Capitol and stop the certification of Biden. Some dare call it treason, some merely sedition, and most call it criminal. Even his pandering former attorney general, picked to be his personal lawyer in the Justice Department, called it outrageous and said it was time to go. Social media has banned his tweets and rantings. Members of his own party are considering invoking the 25th Amendment, the one that removes an incapacitated president from office. Congress is eyeing impeachment once more. Cabinet loyalists are resigning while major corporations are withdrawing funding and support for the legislators who backed the move to block counting the Electoral College votes. The worm has turned. With less than 2 weeks remaining in his term, the Donald is a cornered animal, dangerous to everyone and to himself. What he might do, nobody knows, including the Donald. Nasty business politics. Let's be honest here and quit sugarcoating this. Trump is batshit crazy. His narcissistic balloon, that's the size of a Hindenburg dirigible, is about to go up in flames. The man is a menace. The folks who toadied up to him are abandoning ship now. Apparently, even for the most loyal, a line has been crossed. Up ahead, even they can see the signpost that reads, "Welcome to the Twilight Zone." For the rest of us, well, we can sit smugly watching the unraveling of this administration, say I told you so, but we all know those yahoos that rallied behind the Trumpster and scaled the Capitol battlements are a sizable percentage of our neighbors and friends. They want to smash government. They don't care how. If they can't do it at the ballot box, by God, they'll do it with clubs. Trump may be hauled away in a straitjacket, gibbering like an amphetamine monkey, but these folks will still be here to warn each other of the lizard people and the phony COVID. They could care less about facts or logic. Those are worthless to them. The fall of Trump will just be another warning sign. The apocalypse is nigh. The end is near. Insanity, I guess it's contagious.